Dream Week is underway at Centenary College. The programs are designed to honor the legacy and achievements of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Centenary's historian and emeritus professor of English, Lee Morgan, will speak today about integration in Shreveport and on Centenary's campus. He taught at the college for 44 years and called it an island of liberalism in a conservative city. The first African Americans didn't enroll until 1965, but he says it could have happened much earlier.
There was nothing in Centenary's charter to prevent black students from enrolling. And as a private institution, it could admit who it wanted to. That may not be generally known, but it's true. But, of course, there was such a moral issue behind the thing that it began to get to the college in that respect.
In the late 1950s, the civil rights movement ramped up in Shreveport, according to Morgan. He and a host of professors went on the record in opposition of state legislation that took a hard line against integrating public schools. Morgan says a year after he had sided with the civil rights organization and signed the ACLU petition, a cross was burned in his yard.
The newspapers had wind of it before it took place. They called me and told me it was going to happen. And I said, well, how about getting somebody out here and stopping? He said, no, can't do that. They can't do that. The police, well, something's got to happen first. And they caught them the same night, and they charged them with creating a fire hazard. It was in December.
Morgan is set to speak at 11:10 this morning in Centenary's Bynum Commons. A history exhibit about African Americans at Centenary prior to 1956 is on display in the lobby of Bynum Commons. Almost 300 students and faculty participated in various service projects yesterday to kick off Dream Week.